The following message is brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Let us pray. Father God, we come thanking you, Lord, for just life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord, for just allowing us one more day that we might be able to give you the glory and the honor. That we might be able, Lord, to know that you are God and God all by yourself. That you sit high, you look low, and you watch over your people. And we just thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for just being God and blessing your people. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. These are all blessings. Lord, and I ask you one thing, Lord. Take me out of self and use me in your service. Speak to me, speak through me, that I might be able, Lord, to just be the servant that you'll have me to be. Glory, thank you, and we praise you. Amen. This morning I took from Book of Psalms, and we're going to go through the 8th Psalm. If you'd like to stand, it'd be all right. And we're just going to use a couple of verses out of that 8th Psalm. All right. And the psalm is just talking about the majesty of God. And it's written by a fellow by the name of David. And the Book of Psalms was also used in the temple, in the sanctuary for worship service. And he says, and I'm reading from the English Standard Version. If you have the King James Version, it's the same, but it's just the words may be just a little bit different. But it says, "When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him?" The Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy and righteous word. We understand how storms are created. We know that when the four winds get together, the north wind, which is a cold wind, the south wind, which is a hot wind, when the west wind, which is a dry wind, and the east wind, which is a moist wind, and when they come together, they create what we call tornadoes. We saw where some even hit the southern parts of the United States. We looked at the news, and the news even was able to figure out how the storm was going to move from the ocean to the land, where it started and it finished. If you allow me for just a moment to use as a subject, got it all figured out. Man thinks they have everything figured out. Huh? We can map out even the solar system. Man can look through the telescope and line up the planets one by one. Man has even given the names to each and every planet there is. We even sent a satellite all the way over to the last, to Mars, I believe it was, and set it down on the planet. and was able to figure out what the planet had upon it. Because we got it all figured out, don't we? And we've even been able to take and transplant a heart and many other parts of man. Because man got it all figured out. See, I remember even when I was a kid, we had television. And it started off with a small 6-inch screen. We could go down to the corner store. Huh? If a tube went out in that television, we could go to the corner store and get a tube for the television. Somebody said, I don't know nothing about that. Huh? If the tube went out and had a little black spot on it, huh? And we took it down. We had a store down up underneath us. We lived at 515 and a half Plum Street, where the convention center is now. Huh? The building I lived in would be smack in the middle of the convention center on the fourth floor. And we could take it down to Jake's. That was the name of the store. And the owner, too. And we could get a tube, put it in that TV. That TV would work like a star. See, and now we got, we call it solid state TVs. We even got those that are so big enough to cover the whole back wall. Because man got it all figured out. Huh? There was a time when the telephone, you know, we had the rotary phone. And before we had the rotary phone, they had a box sitting on the wall. Huh? They cranked up. Huh? Now we got a telephone, don't even need a wire. Because man got it all figured out, y'all. Huh? We got it all figured out. You know, maybe you might have had a person on your job that knew everything, just got on the job. I know I had one, hiding right off the street. And I was a chief maintenance man at that time, and he told me, he said, well, I know what to do. I've been in maintenance for so many years. I said, all right. When he got in trouble, had to come to see if I could tell him what to do. Because he got it all figured out. And we got it all figured out. Huh? When we get it all figured out, we know more than anybody else. Even when we look at man, we can measure the depths of the ocean. We got that, what they call sonar, and it pings the bottom of the ocean and tells us how deep it is, how much pressure is under so many feet. We got ships that can sail on these oceans, thousands of pounds. We got even got the submarine that goes under the sea, because we got it all figured out. We even got where we study and we learn about the works of these things. Because we got it all figured out. And some of us, we lose the mystery. And we have lost the majesty. Because we got it all figured out, y'all. The more we know, the less we believe. We know so much. See, I remember a time when we was talking about a little bit about that in Sunday school this morning. I had to sit back here and smile. When we were in church, because Mama said, if you live in my house, you're going to church. You know, we went to BTU Sunday school. We stayed in church all day long. There was a time when, you know, even the stores closed down. Downtown was a ghost town. Even in the stores, they had sheets or something covering the alcohol that was sold in that place. Bars wouldn't even open up. But now, we got it all figured out. We can go to the mall, spend the day in the mall on Sunday morning. Because we got it all figured out. We can go. I went up to my sister lives up in Hillsboro now. And I went there, up there one Sunday to church. Everything up there was closed. I love to go to the Amish bakery, and I love the fried apple pies. And they were closed on Sunday. You can see them riding down the road in their horse buggy and driven wagons. And they was coming from church. They wave at you and say, hi, how you doing, and everything. You know, they got it figured out. Who they gonna serve on Sunday morning? But we got it all figured out. We can go to church when we want to. We can ask our children, do you want to go to church on Sunday morning? Because we got it all figured out, y'all. Strange, don't you think? There was a time that when I was younger, you couldn't even see the pulpit because women had their big hats on. When I was young, you couldn't see through the sea of hats. We have so much knowledge working that we neglect the wonder. That's why the psalmist says, when I look at the stars, which you made with your fingers. They went all the way back to the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, it says that God created, and he took the stars and he flung them in the sky. But man, in his knowledge, thinks he knows it all. But they forget about the wonder of God. We forget about just the little things. Sometimes we need to stop and look back where we came from. See, I remember when I thought we were rich. I thought we was all right. Long as I had a roof over my head, some food on my table, and some clothes on my back, I was happy. I didn't know I was poor. See, I even remember when I had some hand-me-down breeches. I ironed them things so much, they shine like good money, new money. I had to have a crease in my pants before I even started out the door. I didn't care if the crease went out before I got out the door. But as long as I had them in there before I got out the door, it was all right. But see, we forget sometimes from the early beginnings until now. We didn't always have we had two pair of shoes. Some of them had holes in them. Had to put newspaper in them. And Yeah, we had a Sunday going to meeting suit and had some school clothes. Rain or shine, you went to school and you went to church. See, we got so much knowledge and know so much, we forget about worship. We worship the creation more than we do the Creator. See, people line up to get the new telephone. Huh? When the iPhone 10 came out, people went to the store and lined up, rain or shine, huh? To get the new iPhone. It didn't matter if it was on Sunday morning when they opened up. I remember even when it gets at Christmas time, if a new toy came out and the kids wanted it, they would have to be the first in line to get it. They put up tents, had a little bit of stuff to warm up with. But they forgot about, people forget about the Creator. Man didn't do all that. See, the scripture tells us that God made man dominion over everything. Huh? So it lets me know that God gave man all of his knowledge to create some of this stuff. And we rather worship the creation than the Creator. It took me a long time before I even got a smartphone. I had a flip phone. Huh? And I still got it at home. I didn't throw it away. I had some pictures on it, and I took it to the telephone, T-Mobile. They couldn't even get my pictures off of my flip phone to put it on my smartphone. And the smartphone's supposed to be smart. Huh? Well, we got it all figured out. They told me, said, well, you got to put it on the computer and then you can put it. I said, wait a minute. The phone's supposed to be smart. We can talk to it and it talks back to us. You know, and now we got what they call, was it Siri and what is the other one? The Amazon thing. And you talk to it and it's supposed to talk back to you. We got it all figured out, y'all. But the psalmist says, look, when I look at the stars, huh, and the fingers that you created, I realize that you are the creator of all these things. And you made us, not we ourselves. We didn't do it. He says, look, we got so much knowledge, and we reason with even the astronauts, huh? The astronauts and all the astrophysicists and all whatever they call themselves, all have even been amongst the stars and be able to touch. We got what they call a space station up there. They go out and float in the air and fix the space station. Do whatever they want to the space station. And we worship all these folk and not the Creator. We know more and we worship less. We are more impressed with discovery than of the light switch than we are with the inventor of the electricity. We rather worship a creator than the creation. In other words, we worship everything else but God. We need to worship God more. Look to him that can destroy the body and the mind and the soul. But sometimes we worship the one that can destroy just the body. In the book of Romans, in the first chapter and the 25th verse, the writer of the book of Romans says, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creator rather than the creator, the creature, more than they worshiped the creator, who is blessed forever. See, we worship the creature more than we worship God, the creator of all mankind. And I say this to you this morning, that we need to look to the hills. Huh? For whence cometh our help? And who made the heavens and the earth? We need to admit that we are sinners and have come short of the glory of God. The scripture says all have sinned and we need help. We need to believe in Jesus Christ, knowing he lived a sinless life and that he died for you and me and rose on that third day. Call upon him to save you and turn your life over to him and let him work it out instead of us figuring it out. Because 9.5 just won't do. Christ is coming back for the second time. He will not be laid in the manger, nor will he be wrapped in swaddling clothes. There will be no announcement of a star to the wise men. There will be no announcement to the shepherd by an angel. He will be wrapped in his glory and splendor with earth-shaking shouts of an archangel with the trump of God. Will you be ready when he calls your name? Have you ever given your life to Christ? Have you turned your life over to him and walked to the man that walked on the water, to the man that calmed the raging sea, to the man who healed the sick and raised the dead? His name is wonderful. His name is Counselor. He's the Prince of Peace. But I call him Jesus. I call him my Lord. I call him because I know what he's done for me. For he brought me over some hills and through some valleys, through some storms, and through the rain. No matter what, I said it before, no matter what my disabilities are, I refuse to give in to Satan. I refuse to let my disabilities interfere with the joys I have in serving the Lord and knowing who God is, knowing who God is in my life. See, I don't know about you, but I can tell you about me. I can tell you when I laid up in the hospital, and I still had the Lord. And I knew that one day I'll be all right. So I say this morning, for God is blessing you. Know who he is. Know what he's done. Don't worry about nobody else. Because see, when you stand up in front of God, son of the Lord, on that day, he ain't going to ask you, what did somebody else do? Huh? He's going to ask you, what did you do? He's going to have that video camera out. Huh? And flash your life in front of you. If you ain't ready, get ready and stay ready. Because he's coming back again. God bless you. And don't have it all figured out. Because God already got it figured out for you. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you and give you peace.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message.